ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ದ ಬರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಫೆದರ್ ಫ್ಲೈ ಟುಗೆದರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್, ದ ಏಂಜಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ ಏಮ್ ಫ್ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್. It was very beautiful short scene of angels flying and bird, and also angels do not carry any burden, neither bird can fly with if the wings are tied. So it means free from bondage and free from burden or weight. Sometimes the intellect is tied somewhere and body is tired. Congratulations to you all that from morning till evening you are always have been kept busy, and I am sure you have received a lot. I was just sitting about 45 minutes, 50 minutes with the Malaysia group, and I could see how much they have absorbed, though keeping very busy. Being very busy and very easy. And so others also, just every day as it is, a program is planned to sit with one group or one continent or one part of world. It has been very special to meet them group by group as well. And today, we are actually, according to our plan or program, today is every third Sunday of the month, we practice meditation, not only for ourselves also, empowering the world, spreading the vibrations of peace, and we call it World Meditation Hour. World Meditation Hour. Our centers are in 130 countries registered. Meditation 1 hour. The time when we were not so many centers at that time, it is about 45 years ago we started this system. No matter wherever you are, 5:30 to 6:30 London, India time, and Australia time, London, India 5:30 time, Australia will be meditating at the same time according to their timetable. America would be meditating the same time. London meditating at 11:30 to 12:30 at the same time. It was a very, very special experience of energy generating together. Meditation makes us powerful. Us powerful means we, the living being souls, become powerful. And empowering the self, empowering and sending vibrations of others, the first thing is that the mind has to be clean and clear, and free from any type of pull or bondage, free from worry, free from tension, free from any kind of ill feeling. Means total negative tendencies are very strong chains that does not allow us to fly. Or even small rope is there, or string is there, tied with something strong. I can move only few steps. I will be pulled back with what is tied with. And so during the, with the knowledge, we now understand that I have to make myself free from the influence or bondage. And every day meditation takes place with different theme according to the day, morning lessons we have, and there is always given a slogan or blessings or the thought to practice during the day. So keeping that in mind, we is with the one thought, World Meditation Day, so that world silence, power, vibration, which brings transformation in the self. And it was after, I think, 25 years, we continued the same time. People were very eager to come. If it is here, 7 o'clock, Australia might be 2 o'clock at that time, or maybe a little bit later or earlier. But because of transport and night and day change, we decided that everywhere we will have meditation 6:30 to 7:30. So according to time, for example, if we are in UK, then if we are in Europe, so time is 10:30, London will be 9:30. Move on the east side, it would be 1 hour before. So doesn't matter. It proved that the wave of that vibration of love and power moving like the tide in the ocean, one is pushing other, the other one is pushing other, the other one is pushing other. So it was that also been very powerful. Doesn't matter which country you are, keep your time fixed 30 to 7:30. And so it means that you are encouraging the light, your light is lit, and you are now igniting the light of other. Another, 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 it becomes a rosary of lights, and it becomes a lighthouse and might house. So World Meditation Day is becoming aware of giving power to the world. Like the sun stays at one place, but its energy is touching everyone. You don't hold the sun in your hand like the torch, but the sun is giving you the power not only for the plants or for other matters, but for yourself as well. So we, everything we make worldly example into spiritual examples. So the Supreme Soul is most powerful. That's why he is known as the Almighty Authority. Authority is not to misuse your authority, but authentic energy which gives power, bliss, happiness, wisdom, truth. The power which cannot, this machinery does not generate that power. Not this generator, because it's still perishable or temporary energy, created by human mind. brain or wisdom or experiment or science, but Supreme Soul, the eternal energy, eternal source, is the Sun of Knowledge. It's His power, when we are meditating, is touching the soul, empowering the powers that the Supreme Soul has, and purifying power. Sun is light, but the power purifies. At the same time, it kills the insects, it kills the rubbish, it purifies directly or indirectly. And so meditation, the power of meditation, is purification of the self. Purification for the soul, and soul means, now all of you of course have heard this word, I don't know how many times during the day. In every lesson, soul is the first, because we are speaking to the souls, not to the walls, not to humans either, but we are speaking to the soul. And so those who are accepting this, realizing this, and practicing this, I am a soul, are able to grasp the message. It is just like then you are able to taste some fruit or food, whatever you have. You say, yes, I have tasted it. But you cannot show what the taste is. Each individual has to have the taste with their own tasting bud. This is why, though many times soul has been spoken, but we, you, me, all together, and especially this day, in the whole world, these vibrations from morning till evening are there. This exercise that was done in silence today is actually with very good conscious thought, that sitting so long or being active so long, body sometimes wants to have movement, and so it became a very beautiful scene that sister led you into this. Birds, like I felt, oh, flying birds flying together. That's why I said feathers, like this slogan passed through my mind. But in my feeling, we are angels. The soul flies faster than rocket. Cannot be light. It's light, but it fast flies, which it is free. Mind is clean and pure, and power is of good wishes. What it is, good wishes for others, mercy for others, love for others, benevolent consciousness for others. So it is just like uplifting energy. So we flying together, like the birds, one group of birds is sitting, one flies, everyone gets the vibration to fly. And so one conduct meditation, everyone seeing each other. I see the first row, elderly one also, tried to set everything very quickly and wanted to be the first one to follow this movement. So in the same way, we follow, we inspire, means intellect decides and realizes that I am anyway separate from the body. But very powerful energy which make this machinery move. Gross example, this is my auto and I am driver and I have learned how to drive my car. But car also need some also work to work on it. And so this is also some action to bring the lightness in the self. But spiritual meaning is, let us fly light together, fly like angels together, so that angel is selfless. Angels are incognito helpers. Angels are giving, do not want any acknowledgement. They care of others because they are free. So let my mind be totally free, empty, but filled with power of pure thought, of benevolence, of love, of peace, with determination. I am determined, and realization is, this is my original quality, purity and peace. Clean, more deeper you go, it's pure. The more deeper you experience, it's very celestial degree. 100% perfect, divine. And so, the divine beings are always givers, which is called Devata. Giver, bestower, forgiver. Forgive and forget that you have forgiven. Otherwise, this also becomes a subtle thread that brings some kind of, I am superior, I am giving to that one. Forget this as well, because some people may think, I tell one story, might be easy to help understand, that one time on a water stream, nearby water stream, some were having picnic, some were enjoying themselves, some walking, some were just sitting there to meditate or just sit in silence and enjoy the fresh air. A holy man saw a scorpion fell in water. He immediately became so active that he put his hand in water and picked scorpion out. It is nature of the scorpion to sting. It is not that you tell him, please be merciful. So it was natural sting. The holy man, others were saying, oh, scorpion, don't hold it. But he put out, but sting was in the finger, but bite of finger. So he quietly went nearby bushes. He knew which plant's leaves can actually, if you rub on this sting, and the poison will be removed. So he used this natural method, medicine, to make the pain go away. Came and sat down again. By the time scorpion again scrolled in and fell in water, he took again. Same thing happened. 3 times it happened. People became curious. He says, Mahatma ji, you are great soul. You are saint, of course, but you are wise as well. You are a wise man. Why don't you kill the scorpion? He says, no, I cannot kill. This is my teacher. The scorpion, your teacher? Do you understand the language of scorpion? He says, it's not a question of teaching or language. It is the consciousness of learning. I have learned 3 lessons from this incident. I became more curious. Which 3 lessons you have learned? He says, the first time when I know that scorpion can scroll and go in water, swim and might come back or continue to swim. But I realize that my nature of sympathy, my nature of helping people, my heart of mercy, it became so natural that for me was not a question of scorpion. I just thought, I want to save life. So I realize Savior saves everyone. I don't want him to drown. So this was a natural self-respect awakened in me, that my level of spirituality has become so natural and I must hold this so that I do naturally. Even I know someone's nature is to sting, but my nature is to save. First lesson was self-respect and appreciating how value works on itself, even you are thinking. It works just, it just expresses itself. What is the second lesson you learned? This is the second lesson I learned. Forgive those who cause you problem. Forgive those who harm you. And I know that it is certainly to be pain is there, but good thing you can behave good and have friendship and share the gifts with each other, but to do good with those who do with you bad, those who behave very nasty, you have mercy on them and forgive them. So I learned to forgive. That was my second lesson. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Okay, fine, that's greatness. This appreciated. But what was the third lesson? He says the third lesson was, forget that you have forgiven. They say, 2 thin lessons we understand. But the third one, forget that you have forgiven. We will definitely remember the situation and that feeling will emerge again. He said, the reason, he said, what is the secret that you say that you forget? He says, I forget that I have forgiven. He said, please tell us the secret. He says, the secret is, you noticed, I took the pain away from my finger. As long as I keep the pain or suffering or insult or consider rejection, any kind of pain, not necessary violent hitting, but silent hurting. So I took that away, this from the scorpion skin, but my bitten to me, I took the sting out and I feel comfortable. I use the art of healing myself by not keeping that this person giving good. I don't want to take revenge. I don't want to be violent. I want to remain silent and I want to maintain my greatness, mercy, love and forgiveness, because giving is freedom. You give happiness to others, you are free. You give respect to others, you are free. You give life to others, you are blessed. Doesn't matter if it is a scorpion or it's a human being. Because I learned, I realized the degree of my values is becoming valuable and more powerful. Okay. So as it is World Meditation Day, now let us have silent meditation, I think. You want to say something? Anna? Yes.
So we'll invite two yogis on stage with Didi. And if you'll come on stage, and David will play the beautiful bowls again. And if we can all collectively, in this very powerful place and powerful atmosphere, if we can surround our world with pure vibrations of love and peace, and maybe go to specific places where you know help is needed, but send good energy, okay, for the next half hour. Thank you. Om Shanti.
So I won't be giving meditation commentary. Now create commentary in your own self, as it is that hour of silence. But thoughts are, I am merciful soul, I am loveful soul, I am benevolent soul, I am pure soul, I am peaceful soul. My transformation taking place from a human being into angel, and from angel into divine beings. I am blessed and always bestowed by the Supreme Parents, and this inheritance, hereditary quality, natural personality, I awaken this. So instead of speaking loud, you just keep positive, pure energy of I am a merciful soul, loveful soul. Keep that thought and then move forward. I am a pure soul. Hold this thought for a few minutes and then move forward. Go deeper and deeper, stronger and stronger in it, and you will feel lighter. The energy radiates all around then. Okay, it is so. If I don't speak and keep silence.